It's Monday, April 29th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. Tornadoes killed 4 people in Oklahoma and left thousands without power Sunday after a destructive outbreak of severe weather flattened buildings in the heart of one rural town and injured at least 100 people across the state. More than 20,000 people lost their electricity after tornadoes began late Saturday night. The destruction was extensive in Sulphur, a town of about 5,000 people, where a tornado crumpled many downtown buildings, tossed cars and buses, and sheared the roofs off houses across a 15-block radius. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt said about 30 people were injured in Sulphur, including some who were in a bar as the tornado struck. Hospitals across the area reported about 100 injuries, including people apparently cut or struck by debris or hurt from falls, according to the Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management. Authorities said the tornado in Sulphur began in a city park before barreling through the downtown, flipping cars and ripping the roofs and walls off of brick buildings. In world news, Iran's decision to launch more than 300 missiles and drones in its first direct attack on Israeli soil earlier this month showed an appetite for risk that is putting renewed focus on Tehran's nuclear program and whether it will continue to refrain from developing a bomb. Close observers of Iran's nuclear development have long believed the country's top leaders have calculated that the costs of building a bomb outweigh the benefits. As a threshold nuclear power with weapon capabilities within reach, Iran already enjoys considerable deterrence power without risking the war that could come if an attempt to build a bomb is detected. As tensions with Israel grow, top Iranian officials have made a string of statements hinting that Tehran is close to mastering the technicalities of building a nuclear bomb. Israel is widely believed to have nuclear weapons, but has a policy of never confirming or denying their existence. Meanwhile, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says the U.S. is the only country that can stop Israel from attacking Rafah, the southern Gaza city where more than 1 million people are taking refuge. Mr. Abbas, who runs part of the occupied West Bank, said any attack could see Palestinians flee Gaza. Israel has consistently vowed to carry out an offensive in Rafah. President Biden reiterated his clear position on Rafah to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a call on Sunday. The U.S. has repeatedly said it cannot support a large-scale Israeli military operation in Rafah without seeing a credible plan to keep civilians out of harm's way. Back in the U.S., President Biden called on Vladimir Putin to release Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich from a Russian jail during a black tie gala Saturday evening in Washington that celebrates press freedom. Putin should release Evan, he said at the White House Correspondents Association dinner. We are doing everything we can. The Wall Street Journal reporter, 32 years old, was detained March 29, 2023 by security services and is being held in Russia on an allegation of espionage that he, the journal, and the U.S. government vehemently deny. Mr. Biden also called for the release of Paul Whelan, a former Marine and corporate security executive who is serving a 16-year sentence on an espionage charge that he and the U.S. government deny. We're not going to give up until we get them home, he said. And Pope Francis traveled to Venice to visit the Holy See's pavilion at the Biennale Contemporary Art Show and meet with the people who created it. Because the Vatican decided to mount its exhibit in Venice's women's prison and invited inmates to collaborate with the artists, the whole project assumed a far more complex meaning, touching on Francis's belief in the power of art to uplift and unite, and of the need to give hope and solidarity to society's most marginalized. Francis hit on both messages during his visit, which began in the courtyard of the Giudecca prison, where he met with the women inmates one by one. He urged the artist to embrace the Biennale's theme this year, Strangers Everywhere, to show solidarity with all those on the margins. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.